Property group Glenveagh has set a target to build 1,150 units this year. And in a trading update this morning, it revealed that every one of those units has already been sold, signed or reserved. Such is the demand for housing in Ireland. CEO of Glenveagh, Stephen Garvey, joins me. Stephen, 1,150 units for 2021. What's your target for next year and beyond? And what's your order book like?
Good morning, Pachela. Obviously, we're delighted with the performance of the business so far this year. It's been a phenomenal year in the sense of just dealing with the pandemic and all the challenges that has posed. We've done really well. Obviously, we've increased our sales output from last year by 36%. Our long-term goals for the business to deliver 3,000 units by 2024, and we're making great progress to doing that.
And in terms of your order book, there's obviously interest there and demand.
There is, yeah. So obviously this year we've just concentrated on this year. So we've sold the majority of our product for this year. We won't concentrate on selling any product for 2022 until probably the back end of the summer of this year.
Glenveagh is developing a major housing project on public land in North Dublin, 1,200 units. Fingal County Council voted in favour of the partnership on Tuesday night. You've given an undertaking not to sell any of the houses or apartments to corporate investors. Was that an easy enough promise to make, knowing that there's demand for housing? You're not going to be short on buyers.
Well, I think the Fingal proposal is a fantastic project for over 1,200 families who will receive keys over the next number of years. We're delighted to partner with Fingal Local Authority, and I just want to thank them for the executive support, the community support, and obviously the local authority representative support. It was great to see that, you know, the public sector and the private sector can come together to deliver much needed housing. This project is unique. It'll be predominantly a suburban housing, and there'll be a small element of apartments in the overall development, and we just want to see the project being delivered as quickly as possible. So hopefully within the next 12 months we will have diggers on the ground and start delivering homes in that vicinity.
And you won't be selling to corporate investors. But have you sold to corporate investors before?
A very small proportion of our overall portfolio has been sold to institutional investors. Our predominant focus is obviously on owner-occupiers. That's the majority of our customer. That's who we focus on, and that's what we do across the majority of our development. So obviously delivering to those is key for us. We see that's where the strongest demand is into the future for us.
The deal with Fingal County Council allocates 20% of the project for social housing and 20% for affordable homes. Is it profitable for Glenveagh to build social and affordable housing?
So the overall structure of the agreement is that we have to deliver a set price affordable housing at €250,000 and €270,000 for three-bedroom homes. So that's a great result for Fingal. That's an extremely affordable product, and that's factored into the overall deal. So I suppose it's a construct of everything coming together to work on that. And obviously, as part of the overall project, we contribute €11 million to the land acquisition of that, but we have to deliver the affordable homes and the social homes at those set prices.
Stephen Garvey, CEO of Glenveagh, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.